so much is great and important is to teach. We come to chapter number 5, Sifat al-Ulama, attributes of the learned scholars. Now the alim, what is supposed to be his attitude and his character. The first hadith is about Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam saying, acquire knowledge and adorn it with forbearance and reverence. Be humble to those whom you give knowledge and also to those from whom you receive it. Never be among the harsh-tempered scholars, lest you should forfeit your title to all the rewards of your learning because of your wrong and harsh demeanor. So here you say with learning one has to have forbearness and reverence and has to be humble for those who are whom he is teaching to them. And say if you become proud of yourself and transgress, فَلَا تَكُونُوا عُلَمَاءَ جَبَّارِينَ. Jabbar is those who are transgressing and proud and feel themselves as great. So here he says, فَيَذْهَبُوا بَاطِلُكُمْ بِحَبِّكُمْ. Your wrong will take your right, because your right is the teaching, but then you are wrong because you are proud, that will take your right. The second hadith is about Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. He said, verily fear Allah only those hadith is from Abu Abdullah regarding the following words of Allah the Almighty. I mean, one is relating to Imam Sadiq about this ayah of Quran, which is إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Verily fear Allah only those of His servants endowed with knowledge. So Imam is explaining that. He said, learned here means those whose deeds corroborate their word. مَنْ صَدَّقَ فُعْلُهُ قَوْلَهُ. So one has to practice what he says. It is what the real alim, the real scholar, is the one who practices what he preaches to people. And he whose deeds do not corroborate his word is not at all a learned scholar. So the one who do not practice is not actually the alim. Because if he really has the knowledge, he should know that the knowledge tells him that he should practice and he should guide people and guide himself before that. Go to hadith number 3 from Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. He related to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that he said, verily let me inform you about a person who truly is a learned scholar. Hadith is ala akhbarukum bil faqih, haqqul faqih, the real faqih, the real scholar. Who is he? Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is telling people, you want to know his character, and this is very important to know. When Imam is explaining him, it is he who neither disappoints the people from the mercy of Allah and nor does he set them free from the fear of divine curse and punishment, nor does he let the people commit sins, nor does he turn away from Quran to other things for the reason of his personal longings and inclinations. So here the real faqih and the right scholar is the one, when he preaches people, he will not let them feel so much disappointed that he's hopeless that Allah will forgive them. I mean, he's talking too much about punishment of Allah and punishment of their sins, that the people get hopeless. You say, well, I have so many sins that Allah will not forgive me and I cannot be forgiven. So he should not talk in such a way. And also he should not talk to people in such a way that Allah's mercy is so much that they feel they are secured and whatever wrong thing they will do, it is okay. Make no difference, because Allah's mercy is great, and that is all the story. So that is also not the right way of preaching. And also, وَلَمْ يُرَخِّصْ لَهُمْ فِي مَعَاصِ اللَّهِ, and he will not permit them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, well, this small thing is okay, don't care about it. Allah is غفور الرحيم. This sin is okay, you do it once and that is okay. So this, the people will do sins, and sin by itself is great, because one is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should not by any way permit people to disobey Allah or do any sin. And also he should not leave Quran to any other thing. This Quran is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then hadith continues, verily there is no virtue of any sort in the knowledge which is devoid of comprehension. أَلَا لَا خَيْرَ فِي عِلْمٍ لَيْسَ فِيهِ تَفَهُمٌ. You learn, but if you do not understand what you are learning, you do not comprehend it, so that it is reflected on your personal life, then there is no benefit of that knowledge. As you see, some of the Christians or Jews are scholars in Islamic subjects. So what is use of that knowledge they learn? If they do not understand Islam and do not follow Islam, what is use of that? There is no benefit about it. Or some people learn, but still they are obeying Shaitan. So what is use of their knowledge? If their knowledge do not prevent them from going to Shaitan. Imam also continue, أَلَا لَا خَيْرَ فِي قِرَاءَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا تَدَبُّرٍ. There is no virtue of any sort in the recitation of the verses of Quran which is devoid of understanding of their thought power. So when we read Quran, we should understand properly the meaning of the Quran. We should think about it. Then Imam continues, أَلَا لَا خَيْرَ فِي عِبَادَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا تَفَكُّرٍ. There is no virtue of any sort in the devoutedness or worshipping and prayer which are devoid of deliberations and meditation. So if we are not thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ourselves, so what is use of that ibadat? The target of ibadat is to make us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that ibadat is not making us near to Allah, then it has no much value. So these are some of the hadith which are mentioned. Of course here Imam mentions four types about faqih. مَنْ لَمْ يُقْمَتُ النَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Some of them actually say in this pointed about Mu'tazila, who said that it is obligatory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish the people. And anybody who is doing a great sin, he will go to hellfire. Mu'tazilite, we discussed this about Adl Ilahi, say punishment is wajib for Allah. He cannot forgive, because he promised to punish, then he has to punish. So now here, in this way of the preaching, some people say this word of Imam is actually a reply for them. Though Mu'tazilite came after Imam, but actually Imam is showing the right way, while the Mu'tazilat have not followed the right way. The second group, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ, will not make the people feeling safe of the about punishment of Allah, he said about the murji'ah. The murji'ah or similar people, he said that they are proud that there is shafa'at intercession, and he said, okay, do whatever you want, there is shafa'at in the day of judgment and makes no difference. So this is actually a direct reply to them that this is not the right way of the preaching and it is not correct. The third type, وَلَمْ يُرَخَّصْ لَهُمْ فِي مَعَاصِ اللَّهِ, and this is a reply to some of the Hanbalis and Ash'a'ira and most of the Sufis. They said if you reach a stage that you know Allah very well, then ibadat is not important and there is no haram, because aim of ibadat is to be near to Allah. Now when you are near to Allah, then there is no use for ibadat. Ibadat will not do you any favor. So do whatever you want of wrong things. So some of the people have these ideas. So that is actually a reply to them. And the fourth group, say those who do not leave Quran to anything else, say those who are going too much in philosophies and do not go into Quranic ideologies, and they think if they study the all philosophies, they will get more benefit. Or it may be a reply to those who follow Qiyas like Abu Hanifa, who follow their own ideas and their own system of ijtihad without referring to Quran. They say, that is not the real faqih who leaves Quran for his own ideas or for ideas other than ideas of the Holy Quran or Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We reach to Hatta Al-Alam, you know. We start with chapter 6, the rest you can read them. Start from chapter number 6.